Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Holy hair, it's that time of the year again. When you have to run away from your neighbors who are running after you with colors, kids go all rowdy because bura na mano, holy hair. When ad companies go all out with either scenty ads or ads that have heavy social messages, or maybe just the time you willingly wear white because it's ethnic day in office or college. Whether you celebrate it with colors or not, it's a really colorful time of the year. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com. My name is Kritika. And on this podcast, let's make a playlist of the songs you must absolutely listen to while you're plotting whom to throw that balloon on next. This song came out in the year 1981. Rang Barse is from the movie Silsila, and the whole plot is super dramatic with a really popular cast. Now, how do you tell your husband or wife that you don't really love them, that you're not really into them? It's too mainstream to just sit down and talk. So just make sure you throw them hints, like when there's a whole bunch of people celebrating Holi, make sure you sing and dance with your love interest while each other's spouses watch. Well, maybe they thought at least the bhang would help a little. But this song is still a must-have on your Holi playlist because it makes sure your passions are aroused, whether it's for your love interest or if it's just you being super passionate about throwing a water balloon at your neighbor, it's up to you. Many years after Amitabh Bachchan celebrated Holi with a woman he was having an affair with on screen, he decided to come back on screen and celebrate Holi with his on-screen wife. Baagban is a super sad movie if you think about it. It starts off okay, but then after that it's an emotional roller coaster ride. But thankfully, the filmmakers decided you'd be downright depressed if it was fully about a couple having a sad time. So to add some fun, there's this song, Holi Khele Raghubira, where they all celebrate Holi and are seen having a really good time. It's got the vocal stars of the yesteryears, Alka Yagnik, Udit Narayan, Sukhvinder Singh, and the Big B himself decided to sing as well. And him and Hema Malini are seen having fun for once in this movie. Hey, do you think Hema Malini washes off the Holi colours on her clothes with Kentaru Sabse Shuddh Pani? Well, don't know the answer to that, but we know the song can go on your playlist. Ooh, Mamma Mia, the chemistry that Ranveer Singh and Deepika Padukone have in this song is unlike anything you've seen before. Sanjay Leela Bhansali brought these two together for Ram Leela and decided that making them romance like regular couples was too mainstream, so he added some colour. Quite literally, he added a song called Lahu Mul Lag Gaya. What makes this song exciting is the fact that we've all probably done something like this, you know, like sneak around with a boyfriend or girlfriend and hang out so secretly nobody has a clue. But unlike us as teenagers, these two are legit grown-up adults, okay? They add so much oomph on screen, they share so much comfort and are so oblivious to the camera. I wonder how they did it, man. Anyway, if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, this song should definitely be on your playlist this Holi. Even if you're single, so what? One can dream. This is quite the new age Holi anthem. Palam Pichkari from Ye Jawani Hai Diwani is the testimonial that you need for the title of the film. It's super fun, it's super colourful, and you see these bunch of people bonding over water and colours. Hey, on that note, Holi must be a painter's favourite festival, no? Because watercolours? Okay, bad jokes aside, Palam Pichkari has to be on your Holi playlist because it's got everything that you need for the festival. Lyrics where you sort of tease whoever you're playing Holi with. Music that is absolutely great to dance to. And in case you don't want to dance and just play the video, then it's got some super hot people in it for eye candy. Go on, add it. When Badrinath Ki Dulhania came out, they wanted to make sure it was extremely different from Humpty Sharma Ki Dulhania. So they said, hey, listen guys, this movie has a totally feminist angle and all. We're going to talk about women and how their career is important for them and all the jazz. But you can't make a movie that looks like a TED talk. So of course, they needed some song and dance. And what better thing to celebrate than Holi. So the title track is just that, a super fun song that features the leading lady and lad in an extremely colourful video on a set that is so desi, you won't miss India even if you're on Mars and you watch this video. Alia Bhatt and Varun Dhawan have already been in so many movies together, so they have a kick-ass chemistry going on and they pull off some super cool dance moves that you can easily do. Just watch the video like 20 times before you go for your Holi party and maybe you'll be the best one on the dance floor, you never know. Do me a favor, let's play Holi. These are the only words you'll understand when you listen to the song for the very first time. But you'll wonder whether the singer inhaled some helium before singing the song while running on a treadmill. But no guys, that's just Anu Malik's trademark style for you. The song is from the movie Waqt, where a dad, Amitabh Bachchan, is trying to teach his son, Akshay Kumar, to be independent and stand on his own two feet. But throwing a massive Holi party is hardly the way to do that, no? Anyway, Anu Malik made the song and Akshay Kumar and Priyanka Chopra do the dance along with massive amounts of color. I've always wondered, what if you throw color on spick and span white clothes and you need a retake? How many backup white dresses will they even have? Anyway, I think they had enough because the song was short, and since then, it's a must play at Holi parties. Add it to your list. What you remember about the movie Mohabbate? These guys are supposed to be in a residential college, but they do everything but study. At least I've never met a music teacher who doubles up as a moral science teacher like Shah Rukh Khan does. Not even moral science, maybe a new subject called How to Annoy the Principal While You're Still an Employee and Lead the Young Boys Astray. Or something like that. But Shah Rukh Khan somehow makes sure the boys get to celebrate Holi outside of college, because Holi is more important than exams any day. But there you go. Thanks to this highly unlikely plot, you have yet another song for your Holi playlist. It's quite fun. There's a whole bunch of singers who are a part of the song, including Jaspinder Narula and Udit Narayan. And you'll have a blast if you're a nice big bunch of people together this Holi. Patakha is quite literally that. One of the wackiest movies Vishal Bharadwaj has ever made. Quite gutsy of him to make a movie with no big superstars in them. But it's a super fun movie about two sisters who are always at loggerheads with each other. They come together for Holi and you'll see how wild things can get in Rajasthan during the festival. Mostly because of these two sisters who are constantly bickering. But Sania Malhotra and Radhika Madan are so effortless in their acting, you'll hardly even notice it's a movie. So they celebrate Holi with song and dance to Gali Gali. And what better way to do that than under the influence of bhang. So they down a few shots and off they go. Rustic village roads and Rajasthani dancer shots later, these two are still fighting. But you should totally add this song to your playlist because it's a little bit folksy and a lot more Holi. Well, there's your playlist all set. We're all lucky if we get to work and back home safely without any incidents. But even if you do get colour that you didn't want, don't worry about it. Nobody will be holier than thou. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.